A proposal to build 34 duplex units on a large piece of undeveloped land in Eagle Harbor drew a strong, and divided, response at a public hearing Monday night in West Vancouver. Most of the more than 30 neighbors who weighed in before council opposed the development plan, arguing it would bring an unwanted level of density to their neighborhood and change the nature of their community. But others spoke in favor of the plan, saying it's past time that West Vancouver consider more diverse forms of housing than large single-family homes. They argued the development, and others like it, are needed both to allow seniors to downsize and stay in their community and to see younger families have a chance at buying in West Vancouver. The vacant 4.5-acre parcel of land on Daffodil Drive was previously approved for a 10-unit subdivision of single-family homes. More recently, however, developer Sterling Pacific Developments submitted a new request for the duplex project, which requires council to approve a zoning bylaw change and change to the official community plan. District of West Vancouver planner Michelle McGuire said the change would mean swapping 10 houses of an average size of 8,100 square feet for duplexes of about 2,800 square feet, and would mean an increase in protection for riparian areas on the property. Under the duplex plan, the height of the development would be significantly lower than in the 10-lot development, because the duplexes will be built farther down the property's slope, said David Harper, founder of Sterling Pacific. Other benefits include more park dedication, a construction timeline of about 3 years instead of 12, and lower prices, he said. Tim Webb, a real estate consultant who works with the developer, said there's a huge population over 55 in West Vancouver and a need for townhouses and duplexes that empty nesters can downsize into. Webb urged council to look at the long-term needs of the community. We have to look past the immediate needs of the neighbors, he said. Most neighbors who turned out opposed the development. Jean McGoldrick, whose property backs onto the proposed development, said the duplex plan is completely out of place in design and density, while Damian McGoldrick said the development would permanently change the nature of the area and destroy its quirky charm. Callum Beveridge had similar concerns, saying he was strongly opposed to increasing the number of homes on the property from 10 to 36. Beveridge and other speakers also questioned whether the duplexes would really be affordable. Let's be serious, they are not affordable. They're not for young families and they're not for the missing middle, he said. Edward Chung agreed, adding there's no way his daughter and her partner could afford to buy a duplex, despite making good salaries. There's no way they could pay $1.5 million to start, he said. Other residents supported the duplex proposal. Dave Bauman, who lives directly behind the development, said the developer has reduced the number of units in the plan and has worked to mitigate concerns of the neighbors. He added even without a rezoning, the developer can build up to 30 units, including secondary suites and coach houses, on the property. Vern Glover said diversity of housing types is needed in West Vancouver. When I think of my grandchildren, the affordability disconnect is quite frightening for them, he said. Shannon Walker said she supports the project, saying it's needed for older downsizers. If I had the opportunity to move into a smaller home in Eagle Harbor, I'd love it, she said. Several younger residents also spoke in favor of the plan. Anna Hicks, a young mother who lives in the area, said, "Density has to start somewhere," adding the project represents a step in the right direction. Colin DeJersey said he grew up in West Vancouver and wants to continue living in the community but is now looking at homes in Squamish and Port Moody because they are more affordable. Developments like the one proposed could really move the needle for people like him, he said. The council vote on the rezoning will come back on a future date.